etiquettes pertaining to pregnancy, post-delivery, breastfeeding. With regard to this also, we should see what the Islamic teachings and the Islamic rulings are with regard to this. Normally, unfortunately, we follow in the Western way, we buy books and follow their teachings, we Google, etc. But we should find out the Islamic teachings with regard to this and try our utmost to practice according to the Islamic teachings. During the days of pregnancy, a woman must be extra careful in abstaining from sins, watching television, listening to music, arguments, eating wrong foods have an impact on the growing fetus. One should engage in dhikr, tilawat, and see, hear beautiful things. The example, she should keep her mind fresh and refrain from too much of talking and socializing unnecessarily. Excessive use of the cell and computer causes the mind to be overstimulated, which produces weak-minded children. A pregnant woman should eat healthy food. Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahimahullah encouraged a sister to eat a bright red apple with relish every day of her pregnancy, without cutting it with a knife. He said that the child will have noble character and a happy temperament. Haram perfumes should never be used. Rather apply oud or musk on the forehead as it will open the mind of the growing child. During the delivery, care must be taken to ensure that the mother is covered adequately, as negligence will have adverse effects on the morals of the growing child. When breastfeeding, the mother should be properly covered. She should never engage in gossiping or futile speech. Feeding the child in the state of wudu has a tremendous impact on the iman and knowledge of the child in later years. Many young girls emerge from the home soon after birth, whereas they have not healed emotionally and physically. Ensure that the clothing worn by the children do not have images or pictures. Similarly, pictures of animate objects found on blankets, burbs, feeding utensils should be removed, as this deprives one of the angel's protection. Baby should be breastfed. This is the right of the child. When the child begins to eat, he should be fed with fresh food prepared at home. Refrain from processed factory foods. When feeding a baby from the bottle, feed with the right hand. Try to feed in an upright sitting position, as liquid is bound to drip in the inner ear, causing ear infections. Do not prop the bottle of the child with a pillow, leaving the child unattended to feed itself. When changing the napkin of the child, especially a baby girl, do not do so in front of boys, even the elder or younger brothers. When changing the children's clothing, do not undress them in the state of total nudity. Always ensure there is some clothing on the body and work with half the body at a time. Ensure that there is a changing mat, etc., placed under the baby before changing the napkin, so that no impurity falls onto the surface. Hairs and nails of one's children must be buried and not thrown in the sink or burn. Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahimahumullah advised the mother of a toddler not to cut his hair in such a manner that the hair covers the forehead or forelock. This is the place where thoughts process, It requires oxygen. Many people regard visiting the mother and her newborn baby as an entertaining social visit, where much eating and talking takes place in the confinement room. We forget that the same etiquettes pertaining to visit the sick apply when visiting the mother and her newborn baby. Many are negligent of this. The visit should be sweet and short. There is no such thing as baby showers in Islam. It is a Western concept and modernized way of begging for gifts. One should neither host nor attend such events. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal on the whole of Deen, inshallah.